We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Hoke with us till the top of the hour. And I was just looking on Twitter, which is sometimes a mistake. But yeah. I happened to see on this day, Ron, in 1976... a film about small-time boxer Rocky Balboa, ooh, who was chosen to take on the reigning world heavyweight champ Apollo Creed, was released in theaters. That is a profound sports movie.
One and of the greatest movies of all time. I love the
Rocky. You were born this year.
I was 76. I was. I'm old. 76.
You don't know what old is, Hokie. You don't know what old is. I remember when it came out. I remember going to see it. I remember who I went and saw it with. My college roommate and I went.
What
to
a
see
movie!
It.
Those Rocky movies are just
incredible.
Amazing.
I went with Chris Warden. We both had braces. We ate Doritos, and then I started drinking milkshakes with raw eggs.
Yes.
So nutritious, milkshakes and Doritos,
and raw eggs.
And raw eggs.
That was the story of Rocky for the entire country. What a movie, huh?
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
He was his trainer.
Tremendous.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Talia Shire, right? That was his girlfriend?
Absolutely. All-time favorite sports movie, Hokie, is what for you?
Rudy.
Oh, come on.
You don't like Rudy?
I actually do.
Pardon my poor pun here. That was so Hokie.
That's a great movie.
I do like it,
Are you
it,
kidding
actually.
Me?
You cried, it, right? I cried at
I don't know. I remember crying. I remember watching it, though.
You can
I
admit
was
that you cried a little.
I was a junior or senior in high school, but it was a...
That was too sappy. Too sappy.
Well, listen. Okay, what are you asking? Look, we talk about Rocky. My favorite Rocky is Rocky IV.
I didn't see Rocky
IV. Hoosiers.
You know what? No, it's a good movie. It's not my favorite.
How about Miracle? The 80 Olympic team.
Miracle's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It is. I'm like Rudy, teasing, man.
I'm just
it really
kind of...
I can relate a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You were the unsung guy, right?
Yeah.
Did it really happen that way, though?
No. Now, listen, I got in quite...
Not you, him.
I got in quite a bit of fights my first couple years in training camp. I mean, I had to fight my way literally onto the football team, but it wasn't like that. That's pretty brutal.
So is the Steelers' offense, I'm sorry to say. I mean, it really is, Chris, and the reason is guys are missing all over the place.
Yeah.
How do you attack the Bengals this weekend, and how many points can we realistically expect? Let's say Deontay Johnson plays, but I don't think Juju or James Conner is going to play.
No, listen, I think the way that you attack this defense, they are the 32nd ranked run defense in the NFL. 32nd, the worst. And if there's any week that you want to get your running game back on track, this is the week. And you have Benny Snell back. I think he has the best average per carry of all the backs on the team, and let's hope that he can come out there, he can run the ball, and they can try to power the ball right at the Bengals. The Bengals are struggling defensively. I think the defensive coordinator is struggling. They don't have an identity of what they want to do. Their personnel's down. You can tell when you watch the film, they're not put together. They're not – the front end and the back end aren't connected. So they've got a lot of struggles on that Bengals team, and this is the week that if you want to get the running game going and get some confidence, it's time to do it.
What about the wide receivers? I mean, if Juju is out, you know, sounds like Deontay Johnson's going to be able to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, where's Vance McDonald been? I thought he was going to be such a big weapon for them this year.
He struggles. I think he's been struggling with injuries since training camp. And so he hasn't been able to get going. He hasn't felt well all year. He hasn't been able to catch the ball and break the first tackle and make the big runs like we're used to seeing. In the run game, he's struggled at times to set the edge. And so Vance McDonald, and you know, if he can get things going and improve a little bit here moving forward the rest of the season, they can do some good things, but he needs to be a weapon. He needs to be someone that Mason Rudolph can count on to get the ball and move the chains. And he hasn't been able to do that to this point this season.
All right. Joe started the show by asking one reason why the Steelers will make the playoffs and still have a chance. If you do believe they will. I'm not real optimistic. Give me one reason why they will and one reason why, you don't like their chances and they probably won't.
Their defense?
That's why they will get in.
That's why they'll get in, their defense. I mean, listen, they have two of the top seven or eight guys that are being considered for defensive MVP on their defense, right? They have T.J. Watt, who's playing lights out. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick, who has been playing lights out. We didn't hear his name much last week, but up until last week, he's been playing lights out. And that's the reason why I think they will make the playoffs, and that defense will continue to play well. I see a bounce-back game here. I think there will be three or four takeaways in this game, four or five sacks in this game at a minimum. Reason why they won't make the playoffs, Cookie? Just their inability to score touchdowns. They have very few touchdowns over the last month of the season. They're winning really the games so far. The games they've won is because of that defense. And so they've shown that they do not have the ability right now to methodically move the ball down the field consistently and put points on the board. They struggle to take the ball from a touchback and march down the field and get a touchdown. A lot of times it's coming from a big pass interference. It's coming from a big, a turnover or something. It's they need to show the ability to get the ball and march down the field and score. Now they've done it once or twice, right? Don't Twitter me and tweet me and say, hey, they did it in this game. They've done it once or twice, but they have not shown to consistently be able to do that.
What does Rudolph have to do to take the next step?
He needs to let this game go. I mean, listen, he only had four interceptions in what, first six games?
And four the other night.
And he doubled it the other night. And these games happen. I look at this thing, I'm realistic. This guy's young in his career, and he's shown that he's able to push the ball down the field at times. He's a guy, this game's going 100 miles an hour. The game has slowed down at times. And I just think he was at a disadvantage in this game against the Browns. Kind of a short week, putting in a game plan. A guy like him needs practice. He needs preparation time. And a short week on the road for a young guy without a running game, I've said this my third time saying it, is a recipe for disaster for a guy like Mason Rudolph in his situation.
You like him to win this week, I assume?
The
Bengals are so bad.
They are so bad, and not only defensively are they bad. I said they're 32nd in the NFL overall and in the run game. But they're offensively, they got Ryan Finley in there, and Ryan Finley – I don't know how many balls I've seen in the last two games. When he throws the ball, it's like throwing rainbows. They drop on the ground before they get to the receiver. The reason why he's in there right now, I think, is because the offensive line for the Bengals can't block. 34 sacks given up this season. 34. I mean, the Steelers have 36 sacks in this season. Is that what I have written down? 36 sacks this season. They've given up, or it's vice versa. And that's like an open door. And so you have Andy Dalton there. Doesn't like to get hit. He doesn't want to run around. You have Ryan Finley, who's a young quarterback, doesn't mind getting hit, doesn't mind running around and using his legs, and that's why he's in there.
They're horrible. There's a reason they're, what are they, 0-10 now?
Yeah, there is. Usually you are what your record says you are, right,
yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I just think because they're also, they don't have an identity on offense, they don't have an identity on defense. You're hearing words of struggle, inner strife on the coaching staff. I mean, it's just your typical bad organization right now.
Might get the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If I was that number one quarterback, I don't know if I'd want to go to the Bengals.
Just being honest.
I mean,
they should just take Chase Young right out of the state of Ohio.
Well, listen.
Well, does he have to play another year or no? No, I think he's draft eligible.
I think he's draft. Yeah, he is that draft eligible. He would be a monster, and he would be a great, solid pick. But they need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. No stability there, Joe. There's no stability in the Bengals organization right now.
All right. Last thing. As of now, what's today, the 21st of November? They going to make the playoffs?
Oh, man.
And you're subject to change.
Yeah.
I get that.
The schedule is conducive to a playoff run, in my opinion. They got, you know, still, I Bengals, Browns, you got what, the Cardinals, you got the Bills. That's going to be a tough one. You got the Jets. Ravens are going to be tough. But I think at the time, the Ravens, they're going to have things – they're going to have things locked up. They're going to have that number one or number two seed, and they're not going to want to put their guys out there on the line, so it could be a game the Steelers can go on the road and win because I don't think it's going to be a team like the Ravens who are going to have all their starters in the game.
The only thing is, what if they're still going for the number one seed?
That's the thing, too. I mean, they have to look at it and think, do we want to go out there and put a Lamar Jackson on the line and put an opportunity, a legitimate number one candidate for the MVP in the NFL, and get opportunity to get hurt against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Really a rival game. I don't know if they do that.
Give us a score, Hokie, for Sunday.
For Sunday? I think that it is going to be a close game because we struggle to consistently move the ball. I see it at 21-17 game.
Thank you, Hokie.
Absolutely.
It's always a joy.
Always a joy. Appreciate being with you
guys.
That
was fun. That was a great hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.